And Catherine, it's certainly a sign of the times that right now everyone or many people who are interested in finding out who Barack Obama is going to be picking as his VP running mate is waiting for a text. That's how we are going to find out who he is picking. And that got us to wondering, what's the biggest news you've ever received by text message? Have you lost a job, gotten a job, been dumped? Give us your story at 8778-MY-TAKE or at mytakeatthetakeaway.org.
I mean, we've already had someone who called in to say that he got texted that he was going to become a father. I don't see how anyone could top that, but you never know.
You do never know. And little by little, we are learning more about Barack Obama's plans for his VP running mate, though we still don't know who that person is. Late yesterday, there was some news that Obama's upcoming plans include campaigning with that person as soon as this weekend. That news, among other things. Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun joins us now. He'll also be reporting from the convention for us next week. Good morning, Ben. Thanks for being with us. And what have you heard so far?
About the running mate?
Yes.
Come on, Ben. Cough it up.
I think that anybody the more people tell you about this one, the more you should be concerned and the more you should check if you've still got your wallet. I think the more I look at this question, the more I see the pros and cons of the different potential running mates. But they've kept this one so close to the vest. All we know is that the window's closing, and he's got to do it soon. And they've got a potential campaign stop this Saturday that they just let people know about yesterday.
And they more specifically mentioned that the VP candidate will also be with Obama?
You know, that's what's being said. That's sort of the word out there. The campaign, you know, in true fashion, as it has throughout this entire process, has kept that one very close. And they are not officially confirming that the candidate will be with Obama on Saturday. However, you know, if you look at what they're going to do, they're going to have a marquee event in Springfield at the old state capitol. They're going to return to the place where he launched his campaign. And they're going to launch what they're calling a battle state tour. They're going to go to states that they're going to target throughout the rest of the election. So leading into the convention, it would be, you know, a great platform for the ticket to get their first contact with the general public. And it would essentially transform what would be 4 days of wall-to-wall coverage into 8 days of solid wall-to-wall coverage with the VP candidate over the weekend.
So there's a lot of tea leave reading going on here. And I'm not going to ask you who you think he's going to announce, because as you've said, they're holding it very close to their vest. But do you have any sense of when he's going to announce? You mentioned that the window is closing.
Well, he's got to do it before the convention. We heard Monday morning when I came to work, everybody was saying, you know, at all the different outlets I talked to people at, everybody's saying, you know, it's going to be today. It's going to be today. By Monday afternoon, it was definitely going to be Tuesday. And then by Tuesday night, it was going to be sometime after Wednesday morning. I think we've been playing a pretty funny game of waiting for this. But, you know, I think they've very effectively used the tactic of, you know, good news should be trickled out. And they've created a week here where everybody, you know, on our side of the fence is chomping at the bit to get this news. You know, say they announce it late this week, on the weekend, potentially Saturday, they get the battle state tour, and then they get all the wall-to-wall coverage of the convention. It's really a pretty good strategy for soaking up the media attention.
And they're also giving us a little or a few of the details that we can expect at the convention next week. Obama's going to be inviting some guests. Did you learn anything about who they are?
Well, there was an interesting thing that crossed yesterday about the night of his acceptance speech. What they said was he's going to share the stage with, we knew he was going to share the stage with former Vice President Al Gore, but they said he's going to share the stage with a dozen everyday Americans. So, you know, like a truck driver, a mother, a railroad worker. And I think that what this says is, Obama, his entire career has been vulnerable to these attacks that he's elitist. You know, this is something that dogged him back in his congressional race of 2000. You know, people in Chicago said that he came across more as a professor than as a somebody.
The professor he was, right? A professor of law at the University of Chicago.
Professor that he was. But that he came across as an intellectual and not somebody who could sort of connect with everyday folk. Well, there, by doing this, I think that there's two things going on. One, we've got sort of a tacit admission from the campaign that this is a vulnerability they're aware of. But we also have sort of an assertion that they're going to target these voters. They're going to go after them for the general election, and they're going to go after them aggressively by giving them things like extremely valuable spotlight time on the night of the acceptance speech.
Okay, and so we'll be looking to see how that all unfolds. Ben, very quickly, the biggest news you've ever received by text.
Biggest news I've ever.
Well, we know what it's going
it's hard
to be.
Well,
Bell Calhoun,
it is in a couple days, right?
Bell Calhoun, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun joining us from Chicago.